Doctors in Los Angeles have finished an operation separating conjoined twins from Guatemala. The one-year-old girls were joined at the head. The surgery took about 20 hours. A doctor told NBC that the surgery appears to be successful. Pediatric surgeon John Waldhuisen of Seattle has separated several conjoined twins.
Good morning.
And how rare is it that twins are conjoined at the head?
Well, overall, it depends a little bit on where you live in the world, but in the United States, the incidence of conjoined twins is roughly 1 in 200,000 children, and of those, about 2% of them are joined at the head.
And mostly they live, or have they always lived?
Well, it really depends on the type of conjoined twin that's being operated on. Some have a greater chance of survival than others. The ones that are joined at the head, it's a very delicate operation, so it depends on the anatomy of the two babies and whether they'll both live or not.
So how do you evaluate, how does one evaluate whether to even attempt to separate conjoined twins?
Most of these babies these days are diagnosed by ultrasound even before the children are born. And through the ultrasound, you can determine where the connection between the two infants lies. And once you know where that connection is, you have a pretty good idea of what sort of organs are going to be shared between the two babies. So once you know or have a good idea of where the organs are going to be shared, you can start off your preoperative evaluation knowing what certain list of tests you might need to evaluate these children. Because when you go into the operating room, the more information you have, probably the greater the chance of success for the two babies that survive.
Now, if the parents had decided not to have this operation done, what would these twins' lives be like?
Well, it really, again, depends on the type of twins. And a lot of the decision to whether to separate them or not is really an ethical or moral decision. And a lot of that really lies with what the parents' feelings are, as well as what the technical ability or the possibility of separating the babies might be. There are, in fact, some twins who've lived a fairly long and productive life, the most famous of which are probably Chang and Ang Bunker, who lived to be about 63 years of age. They were connected at the abdomen.
And that was back in the 19th century.
Correct. But there are reported cases of children connected at the head who've lived on into adult life. Most babies, though, when they're joined, won't live a prolonged life. In fact, most of them will die fairly early. And then it becomes an individual decision for the parents as to whether the risks of the surgery are worth the ability to each lead an individual life.
Dr. Waldhuisen, thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome. It's nice to talk to you.
John Waldhuisen is a pediatric surgeon and associate professor at Children's Hospital and Regional Medical Center in Seattle, Washington.